Nobody is better off. Not even us, the SS.
Edith. In my train, there was no music on arrival.
Hans.
It was a train carrying only Christian converted Jews from Holland. The commander assessed that music was unnecessary. You were not considered dangerous.
Edith, did you know I was on that train?
Hans.
Yes, I did. That's why I'm here.
Edith, how did you know?
Hans.
I read in the Volkische Beobachter that all the converted Catholic nuns residing in the Echt Monastery were to be deported after the statement of the Hollandaise Catholic bishops about the Jewish situation under the Nazis.
Edith.
At last the church could be heard. It was long due.
Hans.
If the church protests, it's worse for everybody. Because of that stupid statement, 1,200 converted Catholic Jews came to Auschwitz.
Edith. Back in 1933, I sent a letter to the Pope asking for the Jews, both as a child of the Jewish people and a child of the Church.
Hans.
Did he answer?
Edith. Never. But anyway, the answer came in 4 years later, with the encyclical Mit brennender Sorge. We all listened the same Sunday in 11,000 German churches.
Hans.
The church should know that being silent is the best thing to do under these circumstances. The church should interfere with the state. That's the way to save its power.
Edith.
The power you recognize very well. The first agreement you signed was the Concordat with the Holy See, the first of the pacts that led to war.
Hans.
To grow in power, you need allies.
Edith. We'll always be thankful to Pio XII for saving thousands of Jews. He has fulfilled the duties of every Christian.
Hans.
Silently, as it should be, without letting anybody to be known.
So,
let's cut to the chase. Germany needs you.
From now on and throughout the play, classical music is heard coming from the outside orchestra. The music keeps changing according to the emotional content of each scene. Also are heard command voices, left, right.
Edith.
I'm a Jew, atheist, feminist, convert, intellectual, philosopher, Carmelite nun, and a woman. How could your Germany need me in any way?
Hans.
We don't see this matter as you do.
Edith. You Nazis always surprising. Me and the world.
Hans.
I'm not a Nazi.
Edith examines the SS uniform Hans is wearing.
Edith.
Swastika, skull, black boots.
Hans.
I had to choose, and I did. I chose Germany, my homeland. Our homeland.
Edith.
I'm a German, a Jew, and a Catholic. What am I doing here with you in this room?
Hans.
I want you to work with us. For us.
Edith.
I am a Jew. What you are offering is illegal. You could go to jail.
Hans.
We decide who is a Jew.
Edith.
My parents, my 4 grandparents, and my 8 grand-grandparents were Jewish. Nobody is more Jewish. I have been totally a Jew for the last 5 generations. A pure Jew.
Hans.
Edith Stein.
Edith.
I'm no Edith Stein. I'm Teresa Benedicta of the Cross.
Hans.
For me, you are and will be forever, Edith. You should not die. Your talents can't turn into ashes. You must stay alive and melt into the German spirit. Der Deutschgeist. It has been decided.
Edith.
But the law.
Hans.
The law is in the service of our national honor. We decide what is legal. This is a mission that goes far beyond the law. Will you accept working with us?
Edith.
Working for you, the Satan's arm.